the planet is heating up dangerously faster than scientists expected. 2020 is on track to be one of the three warmest years in recorded history. And yesterday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued a dire warning.
To put it simply, the state of the planet is broken. Dear friends, humanity is waging war on nature. This is suicidal.
President-elect Joe Biden says he'll make the climate crisis a priority on day one, and more than 40 major U.S. corporations, including Amazon, Walmart, and Ford, are now calling on Congress to work with Biden on climate issues. Last week, General Motors said it was dropping support for a major Trump administration effort to weaken auto efficiency standards. President Trump had tried to roll back California's strict fuel regulations, the toughest in the nation, which the Obama administration had championed. Mary Nichols, top climate regulator in California and chair of the California Air Resources Board, joins us now. She's at the center of this contentious issue. Mary, welcome. It's good to speak with you.
Thank you.
And I know you spoke with GM's CEO, Mary Barra, just before she made the announcement. Do you have any insight? Like, what did she tell you about why GM abandoned the Trump administration on these fuel standards?
She told me that they'd made the decision and that she was very pleased about it. And they were looking forward to working with us on the next round of standards and moving the country forward towards electric transportation. She did allude to the fact that she knows Joe Biden and had a relationship with him when he was the vice president. He had visited their headquarters and had ridden with her in a Corvette. And, you know, she felt very good about where he was going to lead the country and was looking forward to it.
Yeah. Do you think it was, I mean, just the fact that the Joe Biden won the election? Because, I mean, the economics of the issue of clean vehicles didn't really change much in the past year, did it?
No, I don't think anything significant has changed other than the political direction. But they always made it clear that they have issues with the Obama standards that they would like to see fixed, but that they were being pushed by the Trump administration to roll back further than they thought was useful or necessary, and that they also were going to side with the Trump administration because they have a lot of dealings with the federal government. But they do recognize the reality that this president and his administration are going to want to work with California on matters relating to environment, global warming. And so they're not going to be suing us anymore to try to keep us out of it.
Well, in GM's letter, the company urged other car makers like Toyota that had also sided with the Trump lawsuit to join them. What do you think the effect would be if even more automakers follow California's rules, which, in short, I should say, is that fleets must average 51 miles per gallon by 2026.
The benefits of the California program in terms of savings of fuel and of greenhouse gas emissions are enormous. We're really trying to make a difference with respect to our planet. And the most significant thing we can do is to reduce emissions from our transportation system. So we've got to work on that. The fact that other companies are now beginning to look at joining is certainly encouraging. But ultimately, when the Trump lawsuit goes away and California's authority is restored, the federal government is also going to be rescinding its efforts to roll back the regulations. And so we're going to have a discussion, which includes the industry, about where we're going next.
Right, because one of the complaints from car makers has been that the federal government needs just one standard and not have California be off by itself. Do you think that will happen under a Biden administration?
Well, it happened once before with Obama that California and the federal government sat down together and adopted standards which are not identical, but which are completely aligned so that companies who met the federal standards would also comply with the California standards. We could get back to that kind of a situation again, but it will take some work to iron out the details.
Well, as you know, the Trump administration said these tougher standards were bad for the economy. They made cars less safe because they made those cars lighter. What do you say to that and to people who might also argue that these stricter standards would essentially mean Americans won't be able to buy things like new trucks anymore?
All of that is hogwash. It's just not true. The industry has shown time and time again that they can make vehicles that people want to buy that are also clean and fuel efficient. The only thing that's changed is that we now see a future where most vehicles and soon all vehicles are going to have either a battery or a fuel cell or be advanced hybrids, because our economy and our environment need that kind of long-term commitment to electrification. And we're going to have to work together to make that happen.
I'm speaking with Mary Nichols, head of the California Air Resources Board. But just in a couple of days, your term will expire, and your name has been floated as a front runner to lead the EPA. What do you think about that? Would you take that job if it were offered to you?
I've said before that I would be delighted to work with the president-elect and his team in any capacity they wanted, as a volunteer, as a staff member, or whatever. And I think that there's a tremendous opportunity here now, but it's going to be a lot of work to undo the damage that was done to the environmental programs over the last 4 years. Even the agencies themselves have suffered really significant damage in terms of people who were their most important career professionals who've left because of inability to work under the political leadership that they were given in the Trump administration. So it will take some work to rebuild. But having spent time at EPA myself in the Clinton years under Carol Browner, I am very confident that EPA will be able to snap back and frankly, be better, given both the new leadership coming from the White House and the recognition on the part of the American people, which is really the most important factor here, that climate change is real and that we need to be getting on with the business of taking action to deal with it.
Well, to add some context to what you just said, the Trump administration rolled back at least 80 Obama-era policies, things like fuel efficiency standards, which we just spoke about, restrictions on mercury emissions, clean water restrictions, again, saying they're too difficult for corporations to meet, they're too costly, they're going to cost jobs. What would the number one priority on day one be, in your opinion? You say it's going to be a lot of work. Where do you start?
There's already a good list of priorities of things to start working on first. And of course, reversing what Trump did is only the first step, because we've got to move on in a number of key areas, including the vehicle emission standards.
Joe Biden has said he's going to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord on his first day in office. I assume you're very much in favor of that, but you know, emissions were already growing too fast to meet the original goal of keeping warming under 2 degrees Celsius, and you have just lost 4 years under the Trump administration. What do you do to make that up?
I think the most important thing the U.S. can do is to send the message that climate change is back on the agenda and that America is going to lead. One of the first and I think most heartening signs of Joe Biden's commitment here, of course, he ran on the issue and he made it one of his top four priorities. But in all of his phone calls with global leaders that came in after the election, the topic of climate change came up in virtually every one of them. This is not about just the U.S. Starting again. It's about offering to work with other countries to address this problem, because it isn't just a U.S. problem.
Right. When you step aside at the end of the year, what do you want your legacy in California and beyond to be?
I hope it's a legacy of showing over and over again that we can work together with industry, with labor, with community organizations, mayors, to advance environmental protection and do it in a way which not only doesn't hurt the economy, but actually helps to produce one of the most vibrant economies on the earth.
Mary Nichols, outgoing head of the California Air Resources Board, and on the short list, apparently, of Joe Biden's choices to be the EPA chief. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.